Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting. For creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too. And creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
You're listening to Futs Given, the episode with me and Reed.
Hello, curious fuckers. I'm Reed.
And I'm Florence, and together we're Come Curious.
When we're not just fucking around on YouTube and Instagram.
Every Thursday we invite a new guest onto Futs Given to talk about their best fucks, worst fucks.
And the fucks that made them.
We also answer your sex questions and read out your sex stories.
So stay tuned as we divulge all the delicious details.
And it is our 2-year anniversary special, curious fuckers.
Say
what? We've been going for 2 years.
2 years is mad.
That's mad.
It's like having like a 2-year-old child. It's like we birthed you and created you, and now you're like screaming and wanting more.
Yeah, I really hope that's how everyone feels about the podcast after 2 years.
Yeah, just that you're an annoying child, like, fuck off.
We're just like the annoying child now that you have that's always wanting attention from you, like your little notifications every week, but and you're like, fuck's sake.
Listen to me.
Not fucks given again.
Listen to me. Well, other than that, we hope you've been enjoying the last 2 years. I can't believe that we've come so far. We have done so much.
It's been crazy in the last 2 years.
I was trying to do quick maths. I couldn't do that. I was like, what is 2 years in months worth? I was like, 24 months? I don't know.
Yeah, it's 24, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
but we,
months.
Like, recently, I mean, this year, we got a award. We got the Bronze Award for the British Podcast Awards.
Yeah, which is mad. We actually got an award. We couldn't believe that.
We're award-winning.
We're award-winning. That sounds so fancy. Like, this is an award-winning podcast, bitches.
Yes. And we were nominated for the Webby Awards as well, which is actually insane.
It's a big deal.
Gwyneth Paltrow was in our category.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a sex category. We were nominated for a health and wellness podcast.
Yeah. It's like trying to be fancy. It's like, I mean, we literally just talk about sex.
Yeah, but we are sex health and wellness.
Health and wellness. Like,
epic people got like Webby Awards. So I'm gassed for us.
Yeah, really, really excited. We still can't really believe it, but like amazing. We could not do it without you, curious fuckers. So thank you for everyone who's ever shared our podcast, who's ever posted it on social media, who's ever told a friend about our podcast, who's ever like laughed about it, like especially those people who put it on in the workroom in the office and everyone listens to it together. We love you so much. You're amazing.
Oh my God, that is actually epic. We wouldn't be here today without all of you.
Yeah, really, we want to donate our awards to you guys. So thank you so much.
We also started the podcast when we were both in relationships and now we are both single.
Yeah, what the hell? So much has happened.
Yeah, so much. I actually didn't ever think that I would be single in the next 2 years of this podcast, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, to be fair, neither did I. I don't think anyone thinks they're going to be single. I think that's what's the point of a relationship. I mean, before, like when this podcast was created, we were living in Rona-free times, which is like, it's almost like forgettable. You're just like, what was this like?
Right.
What was world?
I know. And like, you've been listening to this podcast, which we've been recording virtually for like since March.
Yeah, we haven't been in the recording studio in so long. I miss that studio, that little hot box of germs.
I miss like being like recording in person with people.
Yeah, now we just got to see each other.
Technically, we could, but it's just that we live really far away from, well, you live really far away from the studio, which is tricky with public transport and all that.
Yeah, man. And it's risky, you know, if you're meeting new guests every time, as much as like I love being physically there for somebody and hugging them and being able to create that content and that relationship, like it also has to be, we also have to get used to the fact we have to look at each other in 2D now while we're recording.
Like, I mean, we've gotten so used to it now, like, yeah, it's like
it's a standard.
Yeah, and also it has meant that we've had guests from all over the world, literally,
that's for so the podcast true.
Which has been, I think, has been kind of epic, because we've never really like had Americans on the podcast before, and like where we had someone from that was recording from Thailand.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just all over the place.
It was never really an option, because we were like, well, if we can't get them into the studio, then we can't record them. And since Rona, like, yeah, you're right. We've had so many people worldwide chat
since
to us.
Since Rona.
Miss Rona.
Corona.
Arona. So we've got a little treat for you. We are going to talk about our sex lives for the past 2 years, and especially because we've had this new format.
Yes.
Our fantasy fuck and our what the fuck fuck.
Yes.
Because we haven't had a chance to talk about our personal experiences with those categories. If you want to listen to the other stuff, like, we've got episodes where we do Florence and I episode.
We had our own episodes where we did the whole format.
Whole shebang.
This year, I think. It was this year.
Yeah, I think it was this year.
We've done it a couple of times. It's been, like, updated. But this is, like, our updates with the new format as well. Actually, let us know what you think of the episodes that is just us. Do you like it, like, just being us?
And we would love to hear if you have a guest in mind for the podcast, because this year was the first time we ever did a fan guest, which was really cool.
Yes.
That was really fun and really unexpected, because we learned something from her, which was so incredible.
It was awkward.
And we would love to hear if there is someone amazing out there that you absolutely adore, that you love the voice of, that says really like poignant, prominent things. It doesn't have to be about sex. Obviously that helps, but it doesn't have to be. And just shoot us an email, write us a little DM on Instagram, and let us know who you'd love to hear on here. We'd love to hear from you.
And whilst we're at it, we're going to say the email address if you have any sex stories or your own questions that you want us to answer. Please do email in as well at fksgivenpodcast@gmail.com, because we always want to be hearing from you. We want to be incorporating your stories and your questions into the podcast, because this is a collaborative experience after all. should we kick off talking about some of our fucks? Best fuck of the year.
Yeah. Oh, best fuck of the last 2 years.
That's hard. I've had a lot of great sex since my breakup.
That's good. I've had a lot of all right sex.
You had your best fuck not that long ago.
I'm downplaying it. It wasn't in the hotel. It was in the hotel, but it wasn't in that hotel. It was a different one.
No, it was in the other hotel.
Yeah. It was, this wasn't when I was single. This was when I was still with Thomas, but he had just moved out. And it was when I came and stayed with you. It was around the time I stayed with you for a little bit. And then on a whim, I was just, I think it was on fucking Tinder, but I got his Instagram and I was just like, yeah, do you want to meet up for a drink? We met up for a drink and then hit it off and went to a hotel, and it was the best sex of the last 2 years for fucking certain. It was good. I still think about that sex.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Why was it so good?
It was definitely ticking off a lot of boxes for me. A lot of things that I'd wanted to do, like taboo role play, consensual, non-consensual play. There was like my deep, dark fetish, which I'm actually finally coming to terms with. So I have like a massive tickling fetish, and I'm like owning this, guys. I'm trying so hard to own this. So anyone out there that has a tickling fetish, you know how embarrassing this really is. Because
why is it embarrassing?
So I've been talking to my therapist about it to understand. And I think it's not only to do with the fact that it's a fetish and there's a lot of shame and stigma involved, but I think it's to do with, like, you know, your childhood and your youth and a lot of misunderstandings. And, you know, you think instantly, like, the first time that you were tickled, it would always be by a mate or a family member. And so then that gets caught up in your head, and then you think you're a bad person, or something horrible like that. And that's not the case at all. It's like most of what our kinks are and fetishes are something that has happened to us during our youth, or something that has helped us see another side of things, or helped us become more interested in sex in some way, shape or form. The same could be said, you know, talking about feet, for example.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of stuff can be imprinted on us when we're at a younger age. And then therefore, I mean, I need to learn more about it. It's so interesting, especially because it's such a weird one as well. Like, why does that give me pleasure? Why does that turn me on? I'm really fascinated to learn and find out why. And anyway, yeah, so this guy, like, I opened up to him first time ever really to a stranger, and he was like super into it. And his words was like, "I want to exploit your fetish." And I was like, "Oh, so into this." And it was a great night of like 2 hours sleep and constantly fucking and playing and messing around and really fucked up taboo role play scenarios. Like, there was at one point he was like my uncle creeping into my bedroom at night, which again, I'm all for taboo role play as long as it is completely and utterly consensual and you check in on each other all the way and is very spoken about. I like it fucked up, Florence. Like, I am a sick puppy.
Well, I mean, like, I have explored some really interesting, like, kinks this year as well.
Yes, you fucking have.
At the beginning of this year, well, not the beginning. Yeah, the beginning of this year, like January, February, I was seeing this guy and we were experimenting with like BDSM, but also kind of like daddy dom role play.
Yeah.
And then also on the flip side, we were doing like lactation, like mummy role play as well.
Oh my God, so good. Yes, I love it. It's so like incestuous, but it's also so good. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. Anyone out there that has like any kind of fantasies revolving around potential taboo subjects, do not feel ashamed for it.
No, and that's the reason why it's so hot, is because it's so wrong. Yeah. Like, it's because it feels so wrong in your mind that you're like, but it's turning me on much because it's so wrong.
And it's actually not wrong. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't mean to say that you suddenly fucking start fancying or want to shag your actual family.
No.
It's just role play. It's just playing around with the situation and the characters and what you have caught up in your mind. It's so fun.
Yeah, I think it's the role play aspect and like the characters that make it really kind of interesting. And like, I don't know. I definitely really enjoyed exploring it. I'm actually missing part of it now, like in my current sex life. I'm like tempted to try and bring it in again. Not the mummy stuff. I was like, I found that fun.
Yeah.
But like, I also realized that it's not really my cup of tea. Like, I found it fun to explore and experiment with, but like, it's not one of my things.
Yeah,
I'd do it if someone was really into it.
Yes, you're playing. Who doesn't like to play a different character, a different person, even if they're just putting on a quick voice and just like, "Oh my god, yes, darling!" Like, that's fun. So why wouldn't you want to bring that into the bedroom?
Yeah,
and especially if it turns someone on. Like, that's so exciting. You're not just making somebody laugh, you're making somebody sexually excited just through the words and the things that you're saying. Oh, so much, like, power.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know what I would choose as, like, my best fuck this year, because, like, all that stuff was really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, but it was really, really good sex and it felt amazing. But, like, the sex that I, like, have had with Quarantine Bay has been like another level of pleasure, but not necessarily the most like experimental, like interesting sex, but it's been more on like a spiritual level.
Yeah.
Like, this year I have reached a new level of pleasure in sex. And I was talking to my therapist about this actually, and he was like, it's because you've grown enough in yourself to experience that, to let yourself experience that deep connection and that deep pleasure with someone.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting as well, because it means that, like, I guess, like, everything that we do for a living has enabled me to, like, open up and have these, like, deep connections with people.
It's like there are different types of sex. We just go along our day thinking that sex is sex, and it's not. It's like you get... you get that holiday sex, you get that spiritual sex,
yes.
you get that quick, like, one night stand sex, you get that sex that you fall in love with. You know, there's so yeah. many different types, and it's yeah. just so fascinating. And the fact that we just don't talk about it enough is maddening.
I like, I guess the thing that I have really sort of found out this year is that, like, I know everyone says that size doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter, but if you find a dick that fits you perfectly,
perfectly,
it will take your sex to another fucking level.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely. Why do you think I was with Thomas for so fucking long? I've been having all this, like, exciting single fucks, and I saw him last night for dinner, and I was like, why is your dick so perfect, man? Like, oh, it was just no. so perfect. I was like, please, please, winky face. He was like, nah. I was like, oh, please. Please
I
give
miss
it to
your
me.
Dick.
Yeah, I miss your dick. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a key in a lock scenario.
It's a key in a fucking lock.
Yeah. So long we thought we were like full on fucking like porn star size queens. And then you're like, oh, yeah. no, that's not what I like. I can't handle that. No, no, no.
No. I mean, yeah, I don't think it's not even necessarily about size. It's yeah. about like the shape.
Shape and also how you feel about that person. I'm fairly certain that I've fucked a bunch yeah. of different dicks, and some of them have been smaller, but if I'm not that into that person or attracted, it hurts yeah. and feels uncomfortable more because I'm yeah. clearly tensing up. But then other people that I'm really into, I'm like, you know, it's like fucking open floodgates, like shove it in there. So yeah. it might not even be a physical size. It might be a, like a mental size.
Oh, and it might be to do with like chemistry and like biology and like all the chemicals that people release yeah. and your like chemicals just interlocking in another way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the science behind.
A while ago we were talking about smells, and I've come around since not
yes!
being with since not being with Thomas anymore and smelling other people, not really noticing other people's smells. But when you mentioned about smell, and I was like, nah, that's not true. I get pheromones. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
But smells were never something I picked up on. But Thomas, I smelt him last night. I was like, God damn, you smell so fucking good. I was like,
yes.
like new car, like baby smell. I was like, give it to me. And it must yeah. have just been a subconscious thing that I never knew.
Yeah. Because like when I like the smell of someone, I like, it's just, it's a different level. It's like, it's a level of attraction that's like, you will sniff like their t-shirts after they leave because they smell so good.
Okay, I don't do that. So you freak, creepy. But no, that would be so many people out there. So many people. And there's nothing wrong with sniffing your partner's stuff. It could even be their soiled undies. It's all good.
Oh my God. Another thing that I like figured that I like this year is spit. This is going to like creep you out.
Oh my God.
So much
I'm still.
You hate
okay. I'm going to say a horrible. I'm going to say my worst fuck stuff. Okay. You go.
Your worst fuck this year.
Yeah. My worst fuck this year.
Did someone spit in your mouth?
Did it. It was horrible. They did it without asking. My eyes are watering, guys. Oh, that was.
I have really discovered how much I love it this
year. Oh my. Like, you're a saliva slut.
Big, wet kisses. I love it when my current partner, like, spits in my mouth. Whilst we're kissing, and then also actually, like, if he, like, was, like, above me and spits and I catch it and then I swallow it.
Okay, there is nothing wrong with swallowing and spitting in people's mouths. I love
oh,
the idea of it.
So good.
I think it's because I have memories of when my ex first did it and he was a smoker, and the same thing happened this year. This guy was a smoker and spat in my mouth, and I just,
yeah.
It was not okay.
Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting for creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too. And creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
Okay, Florence, what about your fantasy fuck?
Oh, fantasies. I have so many. This is the issue.
Yeah.
I have too many fantasies.
Too many.
But like, realistic fantasy that could actually like play out is a threesome with two guys where like they just full on like worship me.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. With a cherry on top.
I just want to like be laying back. I want to have someone sucking on my tits, someone going down on me, and then like someone fucking me, someone, I don't know, just like hands everywhere. I don't know if anyone's seen that scene in Watchmen, the movie, where the blue guy is going down on, can't remember her name, the girl,
Jessica
the younger Alba. Girl, and like, because he's like this blue man that can do anything, you suddenly see like he's got like a hand in her mouth and like there's like electric sparks going off like in her mouth, and then suddenly you see like he's got like two more hands like on her. Like that is where my like that like threesome fantasy comes from, that scene in that film, because that's so fucking hot. I want hands everywhere.
So that's why I fucking like the idea of brothers or twins or something, because it's like the same person. Again, problematic to fetishize, but I mean, we already figured out that I was fucked up from the get-go, so
you're so fucked up.
I'm so fucked up. My fantasy fuck could become a reality, you know,
like, oh, what is your fantasy fuck?
Oh, I sent you the picture today. I was like, this might be a possibility. I was like, oh shit, Florence, it's gonna go down. So because I'm embracing this tickling fetish, my fantasy fuck would be like to be tickled, tortured, and to be made to come over and over again. And this might actually happen. So I got myself on FetLife because I was like, everyone on dating apps sucks. Like the fetish pool for that is like so small. And I found a guy who's like really sweet. The thing is, he's very far away, which doesn't really work for COVID, but he's got everything. He's got like basically like a torture chamber. It's so perfect. Like stocks and just all the tools of the trade. He's a fucking expert, rather than somebody just doing it for me because they want me to. I want someone to actively be into it and be a pro.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna hopefully test that out. That's my fantasy fuck. I mean, that's basically what I masturbate over like every day.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be so good.
I hope so.
I'm just like in my mind right now, just fantasizing about so many different things.
There's too many things. We're just horny motherfuckers right now.
Yeah, I also like, I was going to experiment with like role play, like cowboy.
Oh, yes!
This year.
Wait till my 30th and a half, where it's Western themed. Yes, it could happen.
We like practiced the role play, like just whilst we were sitting outside. And, like, we were just sort of, you know, just playing out our characters in conversation.
Was it sexual, or was it just normal conversation?
It got, like, it was, like, a little bit sexual.
Like, flirty?
Like, kind of. Yeah, like, flirty to people going on a bit of, like, a bounty hunt or whatever.
Bounty hunt, like. Yes! Oh, my worst world fantasy. Oh.
Yes. So obviously I'm obsessed with Red Dead Redemption.
Yes.
The game. So good. This is like, not like why. Actually, I've just always had a thing for cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super hot with like the belt buckles and like, God, everything. Cowboy hat. Like,
you can hear them walking in on like the wooden floor.
Oh,
like,
my God. Yes.
Oh, my loins.
My burning loins.
It's definitely Take not a desert.
By. Take there. Me by the log fire.
The log fire.
It's definitely not. It's definitely not a desert down there.
It's turning some sort of like ocean cruise, mate.
Yeah, and then also like fucking. I can't. This is a thing. There is too many fantasies, like the alien fantasy, the vampire fantasy.
All the shit that might never happen. Like
yeah,
happen.
They're like the yeah. You could kind of play it out in role play.
Yeah, you could. The alien thing I think would be hard, but definitely the vampire thing could work. I think if it's semi-realistic, like a lot of my consensual, non-consensual fantasies can be done, but then that also breaks the idea of it being a fantasy, because when you do it in reality, it changes that fantasy, or almost like it doesn't live up to that fantasy, because your fantasy is perfect. It's exactly the way that you want it. If you think it feels exactly the way you want it to feel.
Yeah.
And in reality, it's just not that way, which is fine. But then it can kind of ruin that fantasy.
Yeah, I was masturbating the other day and imagining someone like biting into my thigh and sucking blood from my thigh blood vessel.
That's hot.
It was yacht.
Yeah. So I've been talking to some people about doing the whole home invasion fantasy with like balaclava.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh. Also, I've been shagging a lot of younger people. I've been doing everything.
Cougar.
Yeah, literal cougar.
I always thought that I was attracted to older guys. Yeah. Like my ex was 5 years older than me. And the guy that I was seeing at the beginning of this year, I think was 4 or 5 years older than me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But like the guy that I've been seeing most of this year is 1.5 years younger, and it's just like such a good fit libido wise.
Yeah.
Maybe it is all about the younger guys.
Oh, it's just
we're just onto something.
It's just not about age. I think it's the person, the individual. Age doesn't even like mean your maturity.
Yeah. I was talking to someone about some celebrity lady, and she Cindy Gallup.
Mm.
Cindy Gallup is she in her 60s? And she dates like 20-something-year-old guys.
Legend.
Yeah. And like Madonna. She dates 20-something-year-old guys.
But then how can we say this? We're like, yeah, it's not problematic for women to do it, but as soon as Leonardo DiCaprio does it, even though he's pretty problematic in other places,
I mean,
it's like,
guys have been getting away with this for time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, time.
Yeah, I don't know if they've been getting away with it per se.
Yeah, they have. I mean, just guys don't... They just do it. And like people are like, oh, yeah, he's got that like young, hot thing.
It's interesting how that works. As soon as you swap the gender, the whole situation changes.
Yeah, people are like, shock, horror, how dare she? Cradle snatcher.
Yeah, man. I'd be proud of that title. I love cougar. I love cougar. What about your what the fuck? Do you have one of those?
Do you want to go first? Because I can't think of one.
Yeah, I couldn't think of one either. Thing is, I've got exciting fucks. Like, I pegged a guy for the first time. That was amazing. Yeah. But it's not a what the fuck. It's like a what the fuck.
Well, it's kind of like a strange... Something that happened that was, like, strange or weird or funny.
Oh, what I could say what was strange is that we virtually sexed for a whole week beforehand and then I fucked off to Amsterdam. That's quite what the fuck.
That was a what the fuck moment.
Yeah, to fuck him. And then fucked him and then came back home and we're still sexy, which is quite nice.
Are you?
Yeah, because he's amazing. Like, I love him to pieces because he's really into dicks, but he doesn't like men. So he loves the idea of like glory holes and like, you know, like taking a dick that where he can't see the actual person behind it. But like we were going to be like the double team going around the world sucking dicks together, and I was going to teach him how to suck dick, and he fucked me, and we were both, I was like forcing like a dildo in his mouth while he was fucking me. It was so fucking hot. Oh,
so
shit.
Good. You're so wild.
You're so wild. Look, it's the first time I'm single in like 7 years, so it's gonna happen.
Yeah. So I guess one of my what the fucks, someone, when I was dating, someone from field took me on a first date to see an Arsenal game. That was
pretty,
like a what the fuck moment.
What did you fuck in the end?
Well, we didn't fuck that time, but I then went to his like really fancy suite in like a new apartment block in London and got totally wasted.
Oh, shit.
Like, wait, this is like the fuck that I'm like... It's probably like it is problematic because I got so drunk, but then we both got so drunk.
Yeah, it's a complicated one.
But then, like, I guess it's a little bit of like a what the fuck.
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely what the fuck.
I was really living out that like rich guy fantasy with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that. That really turned me on, the fact that he could like wine and dine me and like had like the fanciest wine imported from like Italy, and he was Italian and a banker.
Yeah, banker wanker. We love him.
He was a banker wanker. Yeah. And then we had like a bath together, and I was so drunk I was seeing double.
Shit, man.
But he started like sucking my toes in the tub, and that was actually really nice.
Yeah.
And then like I had these flashbacks from like fucking him, and I was like, wait, did I put a finger up your ass? And he was like,
Oh, Florence, I'm so proud of you.
I need to do it when sober, though, because I can't imagine that drunk finger was any good.
Oh, it might have even been better than sober finger. Yeah. Like nervous.
You know what? You know what I really want to do ever since talking to Jamie on the podcast is put anal beads up someone's bum whilst giving them a blowjob, and then like he was like, pull them out like as they're coming. Like, I want to do that to someone so badly. I want to blow their mind.
That must be so intense. I can't even imagine. Like, I can't even imagine having something pulling out of your ass. It basically makes you feel like you're shitting uncontrollably.
There was like quite a few like what the fucks. At the beginning,
I've remembered my what the fuck of this year was my best friend used a strap-on on me.
Oh my god, that is such a what the fuck moment.
One of my oldest friend from like school, like we used to like go off together anyway and like kiss in the woods and kind of like she was probably my first ever girl crush ever, and then we just like drunkenly fucked, and it was so fun, it was hilarious, and now we're really good mates, and now we're like swapping guys, like if we're
pretty cool.
We're like super close. It's like absolute best friend.
Your what the fucks are like really positive, and I feel like I just remembered another one for me, which is probably like the biggest what the fuck actually of like the last 2 years. So like last Christmas, actually, I was texting with someone that I met off Hinge for like probably like a week straight, and we were like sexting all day. He'd like order me to do things. We were doing like the daddy dom fetish stuff, and like he would be like he'd tell me to like go and like masturbate, and like, but like I wasn't allowed to come and stuff, and like it was so really really hot. And he was like 42, so I was like getting off on like the whole like older guy thing as well. And you know when you like really build someone up that you haven't met before?
Yes! Oh, the pain! Yeah.
OMG. And then we met. We met, like, I came back to London after Christmas, met him, like, that day, because I was, like, so excited, because I was, like, we were having, like, the kinkiest, like, best sexting chats, and I was just, like, this is just going to be so hot, like, this guy is going to be, like, my new guy for a bit.
Yeah.
Like, he even made me put, like, his name as, like, daddy in my phone, and, like, with a lock next to it. Like, it got a bit deep, but, I was just going along with it, you know?
Yeah, it's fun.
It was fun. But then, and then I met him, and he was very, like, he was just, he was tiny. Like, not dick size, like, but he was just tiny. He was a tiny guy. And, like, you know when you think of, like, that fetish, you don't think of someone that's going to be, like, smaller than you, especially when they're older. And then it was just really awkward. He was really, really nervous.
Oh, that doesn't help.
Like, he was just really awkward. Like, the age gap, we didn't really have that much, like, to talk about. Like, it was just a bit, like, creepy vibes.
Yeah.
Not sexy vibes.
I think the build-up is so terrifying. Like, having all that. Yeah. Because it's,
it was so bad.
You get so used to each other through, like, you know, a screen. Yeah. And then when you meet up, you just don't really know what to do with yourselves.
Yeah. And then, like, if someone's, like, weird and, like, nervous around me, like, I'm quite socially awkward. I have social anxiety.
Mm.
But, like, if someone else is being the nervous one, I feel the urge to, like, put on a show.
Yeah.
And, like, be the person that's in control and make the situation okay.
Like, fill in the gaps.
Yeah. So this is, like, what I was doing with him all evening. And then because, like, we weren't really having much of a conversation, he was just like, should we go back to mine? And I was like, fuck. Like, I guess so.
Oh no.
But like, I should not have gone. It got even creepier.
No.
Like, it was just, it was the probably the creepiest sexual experience that I've ever had.
Why creepy? Why that word?
Because it was just the way he said all like the kinky stuff.
Was it just, it was just like creepy vibes?
Creepy little voice, like quiet little creepy daddy's stop gonna calling put a baby in you.
Oh shit, stop calling him little though, that's deep. But
he didn't have a little penis, but still it was creepy.
Just wasn't your jam, just didn't vibe.
We didn't vibe at all. Like, at all. And then for some reason I stayed like the whole night.
Whoa.
Because I just felt too awkward to leave.
Oh.
Oh, I was just so awkward. Feeling. I was so awkward. And then we even went out for breakfast the next morning.
Oh,
and I was like,
my, that's long.
Over breakfast, I just said, hey, like, I just don't know if this is really like what I'm looking for at the moment.
Yeah.
And then
at least you said that though. Good on you, girl.
Yeah. Oh my god. I had to because it was just, and then he got kind of aggy with me.
Aggy? Fucking what?
I know. Oh, I was like, can you not feel that there's like nothing here? I don't really get that.
That's pain.
But anyway, that was a massive like what the actual fuck, because it was so kinky and good over text, and then in person it was like problematic.
Yeah, shit.
And I when I say creepy, I guess it's all tied in with the fact that he like wouldn't use a condom and like all of that jazz.
Oh, that
well.
Is, I goddamn hate that. I haven't come across with somebody who's done that to me yet.
Yeah,
thankfully.
Yeah. I've got like the shivers from talking about that story.
Oh geez. Yeah, that's
like
not okay.
It was actually bad. It was actually bad. Like non-consensual bad.
Oh no, Jesus, fuck.
It kind of like, it was one of those really like weird areas where you're like too scared to not go through with it.
Yeah.
Or like not scared, but like pressured. And like, it's just a really like, how do I get out of this situation?
Yeah. I mean, as we talk more about consent, we understand that just because you don't say no doesn't mean it's consensual or non-consensual. It doesn't mean that, you know, you might just be feeling like you backed into a corner and haven't been able to say anything. Or they don't check in with you and make you feel comfortable enough. Like, he should have been like, hey, is this okay with you? Do you mind me saying that? Do you mind me taking this step? And the fact that he didn't do it, it shouldn't be anything on you. It should never be anything on you.
Yeah. I think it's like with me, I always put like on a performance. If someone else is awkward, I try and make the situation not awkward so much that I like cover up how I'm actually feeling.
Yeah. And you seem enthusiastic. So then they get the run end of the stick.
Exactly.
And we do that. We're human. We try and make an awkward situation non-awkward because that's in our nature. And then things can get crossed in the wire. But it should have been his responsibility to check in and make sure everything was okay and to not feel like he was pressurizing you. But again, he hasn't been taught the tools or the knowledge to do that. It's a very fucking horrible gray area that we're still trying to navigate and understand.
Yeah. But yeah, there has been like, that was like a bad situation, but there's been so many good situations this year as well.
Yeah.
And like this year has just been, not this year, in the last 2 years have been like amazing for us and Come Curious. And we've done so much in the last 2 years. This podcast has really like pushed us to the next level. And now like we're pushing ourselves even further, like introducing new people to Come Curious. We're like developing new show ideas. We've got Six, Ben and Drew on the team now.
Yeah.
We've got merch coming out.
Oh my God, the merchandise. It's like, finally, you can wear us on your titties.
Yes. So yeah, you really do have to check out our merch. We'll be launching it on our page on our Instagram, so make sure you're checking that regularly so that you can get your Curious Fucker merch.
It's been a real 2 years of learning. I think that's what the podcast has brought to us the most, is just learning about so many new things and so much new stuff, and especially with the Black Lives Movement and understanding like respecting people and equality. And there is just like, my mind has been blown this year, especially when it comes down to sex and all the root issues and how I feel about things and what turns me on and why, and even just catching myself like today on the podcast wanting to be like, hey guys, and being like, fuck, I can't say guys really. I have to be careful about who I represent. The fact that we talk about now people with penises, people with vaginas.
Yeah.
It's still a minefield and we're still learning, and it's okay to learn. You're allowed to make mistakes as long as you're up for learning and understanding and being corrected.
I think that's what's cool about this podcast, is that we're all learning together. Mm-hmm. Like, me and Reed are on with the ride, like with all you guys who are listeners. Well, you guys have said it then. I can't like get that out of my head.
What? You guys.
I always say you guys, but when I say you guys, it means like everyone.
Yeah.
Not just men.
I know, but then some people might not like that, and the level of offense but it's also so interesting, and we can't judge anyone for feeling that way about a word.
No way.
So yeah. Like if we fuck up anytime, curious fuckers, please tell us. If we fuck up, we want to hear about it, because I think it's important for us to learn. And if we make mistakes, I mean, we can't always promise that we're going to be perfect. We're human. We're imperfect humans. Yeah. We make mistakes all the time.
This show has been our sex education for real.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, fuck school, man. Just get yourself a sex podcast and invite guests on to talk about sex. You'll learn fucking everything.
Oh my God. And we've had like therapists on this year. Yeah. We've learned so much.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a good 2 years, guys. Like, thank you so much for listening and tuning in to our little podcast. Across the way.
Thank you so much for being with us on this journey, and we hope that we continue to bring you all new guests, new content, new juicy stuff for the next 2 years as well.
Yeah. Yes, please. I just keep remembering all this sex stuff, but we don't have enough time to talk about it. It'll just have to come another episode.
It's actually so easy to talk about all this stuff. So thank you to all you curious fuckers for being here, and we hope you enjoyed this episode where we delved into our fantasies, best fucks, worst fucks, what the fucks of this year. The last 2 years.
Yeah, last two of this year. It's like our final roundup of the 2 years. I mean, you guys have helped us get the awards and helped us accomplish something so big and wide scale as well. Without the power of podcasts, we'd be nowhere. So thank you so much for listening. And if you want to check out more, of course, we have our other little platforms, YouTube and Instagram, at Come Curious, C-O-M-E Curious. Yes!
Yes. And our personal accounts, Read Amber X and at Florence Bark. And of course, if you have a story or a question that you want us to read out on an episode, please email it in at fksgivenpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Was there something else we have to say? That's it.
Just check out our merch when it launches and rep us.
Yeah, that would be banging. And I hope you all have a wonderful...
I can't wait for everyone to have their little Curious Fuckers t-shirts.
Yes.
So excited.
Looking for a new podcast to listen to? Here's what we love, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Hi, I'm Zivi Owens, and along with Tracy Cox, who is an international sex expert and author of 17 books, I co-host the podcast Sex Talk with Zivi and Tracy, and it's S-E-X-T-O-K. And the reason we have it as Sex Talk is because we happen to be viral TikTok stars at the moment, with some of our videos getting over 1.1 million views. So listen to us. I am totally shy and squeamish. She is super open, British, and hilarious. Listen to us each week as Tracy answers 3 anonymously sourced questions about all the things you talk to your girlfriends about. Listen on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. Sex Talk with Zivi and Tracy.
Acast recommends.